Grace and peace to you from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Have you ever experienced a change of mind about something, maybe a change of perspective on an issue? How about a change of action prompted by a new insight, a new learning? How about a change of heart towards someone? Well, my years of studying in seminary were my road to Emmaus. It is here where I question a lot about my faith, discuss the scripture with others, trying to make sense of my faith. As I encounter a new reality, I just engage with a lot of discussions. A lot of you know that it was in my bio. I attended Pacific Lutheran Theological Seminary in Berkeley, California, and I lived there for 3 years. To tell you the truth, I went through a cultural shock. For me, it was a different culture. I was up in the state of Washington, and then before that, I was in Mexico City. And so Berkeley was a new culture for me, stepping into a whole new world. As you know, Berkeley, or it's well known for being very progressive, or for me, I just thought that was very progressive seminary and culture. Well, during my time there, I did a lot of learning, and I was filled with a lot of new insights that really challenged my mindset, my faith, and how I interpreted the scriptures. It really challenged the way I live out my faith on a daily basis. One of the things that I changed my mind about was women being in pastoral leadership. I grew up in a Missouri Synod Lutheran church where there are no women at church. There are no women as pastors. So while I was in seminary, I met great leaders. A lot of them, if not half of the students, were women. Students preparing themselves to be pastors. But I also met people who were very open about their sexuality, who were part of the LGBTQ community, meaning lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender. For me, all of this was very new. I grew up in a culture that you never talked about your sexuality. So I went through a whole era of transformation, of questioning, of wrestling with my faith as I spent this time studying and also going out and encounter others. So I have come a long ways in coming to a new perspective on that. I had a lot of discussions. I went through a lot of discerning. And so I went through all of the scripture, trying to make sense of what I was experiencing there, which was seeing people filled with the love of God, people who love the church, people with great leadership skills, following their call to serve God and neighbor, and sharing a message of grace and forgiveness. And so that journey I was on did change me. I did came to recognize Christ in them as they went through the scripture readings with me as we share meals together after classes. I did came to recognize Christ in them, which is the presence of God in them. Today our scripture reading talks about repentance. Repentance is nothing more or less than a change of mind and action. That's all what repentance is, a change of mind and action. In our first reading, we learned that many people changed their minds about Jesus on a festive day for the Jewish community. There were many who were still talking about Jesus. It had been 50 days since the resurrection, and so many still were on the fence about Jesus, wondering if he who lived among them and who died and who his disciples said resurrected and ascended to heaven was truly the Christ. Well, that day, as they were trying to also figure out their current reality, what they were experiencing, which was watching people from different languages talking to each other in their own language and speaking to each other about God's deed of power. That day, there was a change of mind for many people, thousands of people. Thousands of people had a change of heart and mind about Jesus after hearing the sermon from Peter, who, filled by the Spirit, interpreted to them a scripture in light of their current reality. He helped them to connect Jesus' life and death and resurrection with God's promises throughout the scripture. What they were witnessing was the outpouring of the Spirit, changing everything, giving them a new insight through Peter. Also on the day of resurrection, two people were also trying to make sense of their current reality, their faith, and how to move forward after all their hopes had been crushed. They also were unsure whether Jesus was really alive after hearing from the women that Jesus was alive. They were still not sure. Well, here the risen Christ meets them in their discerning, in their discussions, in their unmet hopes, in their grief, in their faith journeys, and like Peter, interprets Jesus' own life, his own life and death and resurrection, with all the promises of God as laid out in the scriptures. Except that they still fail to recognize Jesus, unlike the crowd in Acts. They knew something was shifting within them, in their minds, in their hearts, but they still somehow held back until they were at the table with the risen Christ, until they were sharing a meal. It was until Jesus took bread and blessed and broke the bread and gave it to them that their eyes were open and they recognized him. It was until Christ embodied the words that he said through his action, through his hands. And these two disciples, after this intimate encounter with the risen Christ, we read that they also changed the direction where they were going. So they turned around and they went back to Jerusalem to proclaim that Jesus indeed had been risen, that he was alive. So we can see that their whole lives and worldview and their bodies and minds all were turned around. And their fears and doubts or their sadness were turned from doubt to a renewed courage and faith and hope by the risen Lord. And isn't that how we are also changed? Isn't that how we also continue to be changed and transform and be shaped by Jesus through our ongoing encounter with his word, but by also his ongoing grace, which is poured upon us week after week by loving us, extending grace to us, forgiveness, despite our sins and doubts. We also return to Jesus after being out in the world, trying to make sense of the current reality in which we live. We also return to Jesus trying to make sense of this world in which we live and how we should live our faith today in 2023 with its many challenges as people of faith. Peter, in his letter, writes to early Christians who were also trying to figure out how to act in the world, how to be followers of Christ in a world with a different set of values. The two were trying to figure out and discern who they were as people of faith and how to respond to the current reality, which was also filled with many challenges. So he encouraged them to love one another deeply from the heart, from the place where they have been encountered by Jesus, from the place where they have been forgiven and loved by God, from this intimate place. Change of mind, change of perspective, change of heart regarding one's faith, regarding God, regarding our faith in Jesus does take some discerning and discussion and talking and discernment and interactions with others. The promise for us today is that the risen Lord continues to be available to us, continues to speak to us, continues to pour out his Spirit upon his church, so that we too can see God and what God is doing around us, within us. So let us be filled today with courage and hope. May you and I be met by the risen Lord on our own roads of discernment, on our own roads filled with uncertainty and fear and disappointment and grief. May God continue to walk with us to renew our faith. Amen.